It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You're listening to Davin's Den on a special night. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting your leg crushed by a train.
Ow!
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Number to call in if you want, 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
We do not anticipate Joe tonight.
No.
No Joe tonight.
That would be shocking, actually, because he said he can't come. So if he burst in here, that would be really weird.
Well, I mean, he could call in.
Oh, yeah, he could. Call in.
So on the show, your animal crackers are now in cage, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your kid can't walk the dog. A woman refuses an ambulance because of the cost. Drunks in the news because it turns out drinking is not good for you.
What?
And if you live in Cleveland, you may get free beer. So all sorts of stuff to discuss.
That'll put the last nail in your coffin.
What?
if drinking's not good for you, well, free beer.
If you're going to be in Cleveland, why live? So
you know, drink up.
Yeah, exactly. So what's going on?
You know what? Not much.
What a wonderful start to a show.
Okay. I know. Yeah, thank you. Good night.
Thanks.
No, actually,
good fun, kids.
You know what? What was really interesting is I heard today that Louis C.K. did a surprise set at the Comedy Cellar. Thank you. I'm like pointing down, like everybody can see me. And you know, what I mean.
I think his surprise sets are what got him in trouble to begin with.
No, I don't think it was the set. I think it was the singular.
There's a set with the singular.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He wasn't working alone.
No, he sure wasn't.
Are we doing an impromptu comics in the news?
I think we are.
All right, let me try to see if I can find that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know we were doing this.
Well, I didn't either until it just popped into my head, and I said, ooh.
Comedy premises we hate. No, what the fuck is it?
No, that's not comedy premises we hate. Although, yes, masturbating comics is a comedy premise I hate.
I don't hate it. I don't know where the fuck it is.
Are you talking about you just when you're involved, or is everybody a go?
Everybody's a go. What are we talking about?
Masturbating comics.
There it is. Comics in the news. Well, there's a time and a place for everything. Here we go.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
Oh, sorry. There was some timpani covering up what I was trying to say. bong, bong. You know, I am of two minds about this.
So, you should give the background first.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, Louis C.K., famous comedian, writer, works on a lot of TV shows. And then it turns out, well, there had been rumors in the industry and a little bit in the media that he had done some unsavory things. He had a penchant for masturbating in front of other females in the industry and not with their consent. So at first people are like,
pardon me, may I jerk off while you just go about your business? I'll be over here.
Yeah, go ahead with, you know, you're trying to sell me on a pilot or something. Do you mind if I masturbate while you speak?
I can multitask.
Yeah, it helps me relax and really think about.
That's actually how I do the show. I actually masturbate while I do the show.
Is that why we have this like screen between us?
which will be getting removed because, you know, I've been doing this for so long, starting to lose the excitement. I think it's time for the screen to go down.
So now, you know what? At least let's Windex this thing, because damn.
I'll shoot right over your fucking right shoulder.
Is that what that is?
I will fucking, you'll be fucking dodging incoming. You'll think you're sniper fire.
Oh my God.
You better duck and cover, bitch.
Is that you?
Well, yes, without the power.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing, is that unless you're sexually involved with somebody, even if you are, just saying, I'm going to masturbate in front of you while you talk, while you're here and you can't really leave because there's a power imbalance, that's already pretty screwed up.
Yeah, I mean, it was my opening line to ask women out.
Oh, yeah. May I? Wait, if this relationship goes any further, can I masturbate in front of you?
No, no. I just...
Can I? May I masturbate in front of you?
Yes.
And if they said yes, then you knew that it was a match made in heaven.
No, then I knew she was a whore, and I left her there. I can't hang out with that type of woman. What type of man do you think I am?
Did you at least leave her a damp cloth?
No, I called her a slut and walked away. And I masturbate in front of women that don't want me to masturbate in front of them.
Did you zip up before or after you walked away?
Before, because otherwise, you know, if you walk, it gets caught in the. Zipper, a little sharp.
Oh,
get little underside of ball in there.
I can only imagine. Let me just put it that way.
Stop! You've gone through the change.
I don't want everybody to know. Hence the asexual Pip name. But I think that as it came out that more and more women were saying that he had done that to them, that there was a public outcry, you know, I mean, right in the middle of the Me Too movement. And here's this guy that, you know, had written and performed some really interesting things on, you know, women and women's rights and but also
some interesting things on women. Come closer, honey.
Yeah. he'd written, that's pretty good if you can write. But, the thing is that, you know, it really was a big turnoff for a lot of people that here's this guy that, you know, is really funny and really sharp and had wrote some thoughtful things about, you know, the relationships between men and women. And then in his real life, you find out that he's a perv. And it's always disappointing to find out that people that you admire for whatever reason are really disgusting.
Are you sitting down? I have some bad news.
Oh, Jesus! Oh, man. No, I am sitting down, but I'm not ready for that. And so he sort of apologized.
He admitted to doing it. Yeah, I was wrong.
He didn't.
I mean, you can pull up the statement.
Yeah, some people were not.
If you want to pull up the statement, you can.
Yeah, some people were not exactly thrilled with his apology because they thought it fell short of the mark. I don't know if that's fair. I mean, it was probably one of the better apologies that people in these kind of positions have.
Nobody pressed any charges against him.
No, they didn't.
So he suffered no legal ramifications.
No, he said that these stories are true. I want to address.
Hi, my name is Louie, and I'm a serial jerker.
Yeah. Hi, Louie. Leave Captain Crunch alone. He said, I want to address the stories told to the New York Times by five women named Abby, Rebecca, Dana, Julia, who felt able to name themselves and one who did not.
Cunts, every single one of them.
No, he did not say that.
Wouldn't it have been refreshing if he did?
Well, you know what? We're talking about his outside voice. Okay.
It would have been refreshing. Listen, I did it, but these whores wanted it.
No, it would not be refreshing.
Listen, you see all the Charmin in the corner of the office. What do you think is going on here? You think I got to take that many shits? I'll read your script. Let's go. Let me finish.
No, I think you're just a Costco addict. No, that's not where I went.
Listen, this shit is boring tripe that you're handing me to read. I need to punch it up and make it more exciting.
Punch it up.
Yes. No, you could stay in the office. Excuse me while I unzip and make this interesting.
And make this plant my bitch.
No, that was Harvey.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. I'm conflating my Louis masturbating
the
in the...
It's not an animal.
As composed as
photosynthesize this, you bitch.
As compared... Yeah, take this on your leaves. Yeah.
Who's a bad rhododendron?
He said, these stories are true. At the time, I said to myself that what I did was okay because I never showed a woman my dick without asking first, which is also true. But what I learned later in life, too late, is that when you have power over another person...
And by later in life, when the reports finally surfaced in the media...
Yes, and when enough people believe the women... Yes. Asking them to look at your dick isn't a question. It's a predicament for them. Oh, you just got that, did you?
It's really a predicament.
Predicament.
I would say it's an honor.
Would you?
I would say that.
Yeah, no. 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 The power.
I come to the door of my dick, and you're like, wow, he feels really comfortable around me. This is nice. Our relationship's going to another level. I like this. That's what you would say.
It's like, did you think you were signing for the package with that, sir? No, put that away.
Well, it is the package.
Signing for the package with the package.
Yes.
Yeah, no. He said, the power I had over these women is that they admired me, and I wielded that power irresponsibly. I wielded that power.
Listen, Louie, you're Irish. I don't think it's called wielding.
Yeah, that implies girth.
Yeah, exactly. You're not wielding anything, right, Louie? Slow down.
You're slightly holding, balancing something on your finger. I have been remorseful of my actions, and I've tried to learn from them and run from them.
I can't get away from this dick. Wherever I go, it's right there looking up at me.
They go, guilty is charged. Now I'm aware of the extent of the impact of my actions. I learned yesterday the extent to which I left these women who admired me feeling badly about themselves and cautious around other men who would never have put them in that position. I also took advantage of the fact that I was widely admired in my and their community, which disabled them from sharing their story and brought hardship to them when they tried because people who look up to me didn't want to hear it. I didn't think that I was doing any of that because my position allowed me not to think about it. There's nothing about this that I forgive myself for, and I have to reconcile it with who I am, which is nothing compared to the task I left them with. I wish I had reacted to their admiration of me by being a good example to them as a man and giving them some guidance as a comedian, including because I admire their work.
He did. Don't be alone with a male comedian.
Yeah, that's
a horrible lesson, but I guess one that's well learned.
I think that is the lesson.
Yeah.
Don't be alone with a producer. Don't be alone with a mogul.
So my dick's always out. You know exactly where we stand.
I know where you stand and how many feet away.
And how many inches I stand at.
The hardest regret to live with is that you've done hurt to someone else.
I think he's living with it fine, by the way.
I think so, too.
Now, I think they have a harder regret of, like, why didn't I do more? Why did I put myself in this situation? Is there something I could have done? Because that's what happens when people are in that situation.
People second guess the hell out of themselves.
Exactly.
And I can hardly wrap my head around the scope of hurt I brought on them.
That's what he calls his cock. I call it the scope of hurt.
The scope of hurt.
Does it have a name? Yes, it's the scope of hurt.
Scope up. Oh, my God.
Scope of hurt.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Apparently not.
No, it couldn't have been that great because people were not impressed, apparently. I'd be remiss to exclude the hurt.
That's why you really got to trim down the hairs to make your scope of hurt stand out a little bit more.
Yes, it would. I'd be remiss to exclude the hurt I've brought on people who I work with and have worked with, whose professional and personal lives have been impacted by all this, including projects currently in production, yep. The cast and crew of Better Things, Baskets, The Cops, One Mississippi, and I Love You, Daddy. Oh, God. I deeply regret that this has brought negative attention to my manager, Dave Becky, who only tried to mediate a situation that I caused. I brought anguish and hardship to the people at FX who have given me so much, The Orchard, who took a chance on my movie, and every other entity that has bet on me through the years. I brought pain to my family, my friends, my children, and their mother. I've spent a long and lucky career talking and saying anything I want. I will now step back and take a long time to listen. Thank you for reading. So I know that there were some women particularly who had a problem with that apology, but I thought that was really well said.
Listen, I mean, I don't know what they're looking for. I don't know.
Nor do I.
If he says I'm going to go into sex or rehab, you're gonna scoff at that because they all go into sex rehab.
Right. That's just a PR move.
Yeah. I don't. You find out whether good apology is or not by how they come out the other side.
Right.
You know how they behave afterwards.
And this is what we're about to see because after a long time out of the headlights,
nine months.
Yeah. Was it 9 months?
9 months since he performed stand up.
9 months. And then he...
Just enough time to have a child. With the scope of hurt.
With the scope of hurt. So, you know, he's dipping
I'd
a toe
like
back in the water.
Scope of hurt.
Of hurt. Gargle with my scope of hurt.
We'll leave your breath minty? Not exactly.
Yeah. No. Although, you know, when you have a sore throat, they say gargle with salt.
Sure.
You know, he's dipping his toe back in the waters to see how it goes.
I'm into this dipping things.
I know. It's like, put it back away.
Well, he did a set at the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most influential clubs in the country.
Mm-hmm. And it's a place where people go to try out material.
Well,
and
not just people. It's where you get to see Chris Rock and Jerry Seinfeld and Dave Attell. I mean, you get to see the heavy hitters of comedy that live in the New York area. I mean, it's really it's the most influential club, probably.
Yeah, it's a really cute little place. It's small, but you can really be lucky and see some really good shows there.
Right.
Not just because they're, you know, A-list names, but because, you know, other people that are up-and-comers go in there, and the shows are pretty good. But the thing is that now some people are, you know, I was particularly reading on Jezebel.com, which used to be a more feminist place. Now it's kind of very murky waters there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean,
well, did you hear what the owner of the club said?
No.
Oh, you did not hear the look. You can read the statement Google what the owner of the Comedy Cellar said.
Okay.
Because he's getting some grief.
Oh.
For letting Louis perform on his stage, which is, I thought, the conversation we were going to have.
Oh, okay.
So you can Google that real quick. Needless to say, it is very controversial. Not everybody agrees with Louis coming back.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about. So he said that
this is the owner of the Comedy Cellar.
Noam Dorman. He was calling CK's comeback attempt a missed opportunity. And he said that he apparently wasn't he showed up unannounced and told the MC he wanted to go on. And he noted that CK did a spot at Long Island Club Governors of Levittown beforehand. And he apparently wasn't happy with it. And he decided on a spur of the moment to come to the Comedy Cellar. And Dorman wasn't aware that he was going to come on, and or that he got, and he denies that he got paid. He doesn't think anyone did anything wrong by letting him up. On principle, I believe that the man is entitled to his livelihood, and that it's up to the audience to go or not go. I believe that in principle. But having said that, he was disappointed that CK did a regular set and didn't address anything that had happened. I think that for a man who signed off from the public with this promise to, I've talked back for a long time, now I'm going to listen, he created the expectation of, well, now you're back after 9 months, what did you learn? And I think that if he had just said something that showed a different side of him, I think the headlines today would be much gentler. And I think that even people who don't realize that they would feel this way would feel a pang of forgiveness if they heard something from him that seemed to deserve forgiveness, if they thought he felt bad or whatever it is. And I'm sure he does. I don't know. He's never spoken to me about it, but I presume that he does. And I don't know why he didn't take that opportunity. Maybe he just thought it was under the radar, but I don't know. I can't get in his head. It was certainly a missed opportunity.
No, what's the part about him, like, he, you know, he can't control who's going to be on his stage or something like that?
Well, he
read that.
Okay, well, he was saying that, he didn't know that he was coming in, and that he didn't think that the MC did anything wrong with letting him come on. Let's see. He got a standing ovation before he performed his 15-minute set.
It's kind of weird. Right?
Yeah, I think people were showing that they were happy to see him back, and they were showing him that they were willing to see what he had to say, you know? And Dorman said that people recognized it was kind of a historic event, and I think that whatever their feelings were about Louis or what he did, they were still feeling like, well, we were here when he came back. At least one person wrote him to say that he felt ambushed by the set, something which Dorman agrees needs to be handled better by the club in the future. The ambush thing is a problem, he added. So in the future, I have to find a way where nobody who doesn't want to be there feels like a captive audience, and I don't think that will be that hard to do. If I had been involved in this in any way, I would have gone about it differently. And Some writer for Entertainment Weekly, Dana Schwartz, said, "The ability to drop in to do a set at a comedy club is a privilege given to only the most famous figures in comedy. Louis C.K. is attempting to re-enter the comedy world by the means of the same power structure that allowed him to abuse women for so long, and making it a surprise set in which the audience may not have been ready or willing to see an admitted sexual harasser with an empty stage and the amplification of a silent room and a microphone has the slimy feeling of Louis C.K. flaunting that power again." You know, I guess people were saying that they don't, it seems like people are on either side of it, that, you know, look, he's, this is how he makes his living, and, you know, how long should he be punished before he's allowed to go back to what he does? But other people are saying, you know, after something that foul, you really ought to address it before just walking in and, you know, slipping in, like they said, right back in, oh, well, I'm just as powerful as I was before, and here I am. I don't have to pay any more penance. I'm done. Like, he decided his time was done.
Well, I mean, has he really served any penance?
Well, he did lose some work. He was out of work for 9 months. I mean, who knows what he was working on that he would have been a paycheck then.
Here's the thing about comedy. Comics get banned for all, comics you've never heard of. Comics who do this show. Comics get banned for all sorts of bullshit, much less than what Louis C.K. did. I am no longer working a very good club in Canada because of my cowboy hat, because it reminded the owner of another comic who wore a cowboy hat who he hates. Now, I did really good up there.
That's insane.
Right.
Right.
That's how this business works.
They're so capricious.
I mean, you know, Joe and I got in trouble because my merch suitcase was making loud noise down the stairs.
Oh, we did that on the show. Bangity bang, bangity bang, banned.
I got in trouble. I got banned from a club because I asked about a breakfast buffet. So listen, what Louis did is much worse.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody felt uncomfortable being around me because I inquired about a breakfast buffet.
I did.
Well, you did. That's because you like breakfast and buffets.
I really like both very much, and I think that you should be a little bit more sensitive.
No other performers were outraged by the loudness of my merch bag going down the stairs.
Well, they weren't on stage at the time, so no.
Never did I hear a complaint from an audience member or from coworkers or bartenders or waitresses that the cowboy hat reminded them of another comic. And that I should either decide not to wear, or I can't even decide not to wear the cowboy hat. I just shan't be back. So that's the real reality. And I know friends who have been accused of doing things that they never did. And
yeah.
Because Louis is Louis, is why he's back.
Yes. Yes. But
I mean, does that mean he doesn't get to work again? I don't know if that's fair.
I don't think that's fair either. This is why it was really interesting to me to see both sides of this being discussed online, because I don't know what I expect him to do. You know,
if he made a donation to a woman's shelter, would that help you?
I think when somebody has that much money and they just kind of throw money at it, people are asking for some kind of transportation,
sex rehab?
But, you know,
is that what you want him to do?
No, I think that that's a joke. When people go to sex rehab after
being caught, he went away. What is a year? If it was a year, would that make you feel better? 3 more months?
No, I don't have a time limit on how much time you should have spent away.
Well, if you came back 5 weeks later, I'm sure you'd be a little bit more outraged.
Oh yeah, it would be like, what?
So you do have a time limit.
I guess I do. Yeah. It's sort of like, how long do you think the widow should mourn before she starts banging guys?
And I say, at the funeral home's a good time to start.
How big is their broom closet? Exactly. That's what I want to know.
I mean, I think for him to pop on is wrong. I mean, because it's weird. Like, I was thinking, well, you know, you would, if there's other females on the show, you ask them how they feel. But what female comic is going to be like, no, I don't want to work with Louis C.K. Because then you're putting them in a weird spot
again.
Yeah, because you know it's going to get back that cunt stopped Louis C.K. from working.
Right.
And other comics wanted to say he worked with Louis C.K. and that cunt didn't do it. And because of her, the audience missed out on Louis C.K.
Right.
So, I mean, you really do need the owners of clubs to make a decision. Listen, Cosby tried to tour while all the rape allegations were going on. And, you know, he was
consumers voted with their feet.
People were coming to see him, and people were picketing him.
Yeah, Yeah.
But it is kind of weird that I don't know if a standing ovation is the right way to greet him. I mean, he's not a conquering hero. He's not a war hero.
No. No. And conversely, in the same time period, we have McCain.
Well, I want to get to that. I want to get to that, but let's finish this. So I don't know what the answer is, but listen, it's a privilege to be on that Comedy Cellar stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. It's a privilege to be on any stage, but especially that stage. Listen, I mean, the guy's got to work.
Right.
He didn't rape anybody. He's faced no criminal charges.
Right.
Like, if there was criminal charges, and he went away to jail, mm-hmm. and you go, all right, well, he served his time.
Right.
It is what it is. He served his time.
Right.
And I'd be like, well, listen, it might make you feel uncomfortable, but the guy did his time. He's got a right to make a living.
Right. And, I mean, it really kind of, what it comes down to is really kind of comes down to what he has to say for himself now.
But he hasn't said anything.
He hasn't addressed it.
Like in other jobs, though, if you're like a teacher and you sexually harass another teacher, mm-hmm. you're out of a job. You're not coming back.
You're not. Yeah.
I mean, so, and my answer to that is, well, you know what? If you did what our president does, you wouldn't have a job.
Right.
But there's different rules for different levels of fame, and that's just the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was explaining to my friend who's upset by it, he goes, listen, because he's been banned and I've been banned, I go, here's the difference. He puts asses in seats, he's a celebrity, he has power.
Yeah.
So they're willing to do a lot more for Louis than they are for me.
He's a really good writer.
So he's fine.
He's
fine.
I like his stuff.
Listen, he's fine. He's always been a little overrated.
People are going to have their opinions about that.
But I know comics that are better that you've never heard of.
Of course.
You know,
of course.
It helps that Jerry Seinfeld really likes you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, again, it's like, who you know.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, and he was in the same stew with on the Dana Carvey show with Stephen Colbert and a guy from The Office. I'm completely blanking on his name. The 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, I know who you're talking. I don't know his name.
Yeah, I'm blanking, but he's great. They were all in that working together on that show, and you know, there were people that came up together that I think are ridiculously funny. I think he's very edgy. He's one of them. I like his work. I'm just so disappointed in his behavior. I wish that something he could say about what did he learn, what did he do with his time off?
What did he learn? Was it an episode of G.I. Joe? This is what we learned? He didn't learn anything. You know what he learned?
Mm.
He learned I could give some half-ass apology and come back 9 months later,
yeah.
and I can get on stage, and then after he goes on stage for, say, 6 months a year, we'll see what he learned about getting writing jobs and TV shows.
Right.
Then he'll learn, well, I guess I'm not going to get a TV show, or I am going to get a TV show.
Right.
Here's what he learned. He's fucking Louis C.K., and he can be it. Because I know another comedian who called. He was on My Biggest Fools, and he was my celebrity comic, and you guys like, who? And I was, that wasn't what I was arguing. but you know, he was known as the male feminist.
Okay.
And then it came out that he sexually harassed, like he was using his power as the male feminist.
Yeah.
And he pretty much fucking lost everything.
Yes.
I mean, he didn't have as much as Louis.
Right.
But you know what? He lost pretty much everything. He's kind of back now a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but he's not fucking Louis.
Yeah, no. And I, as I said, I'm not quite sure. I'm not one of the ones, you know, going with torches, knocking down his door, or, you know, saying, ban the Comedy Cellar.
Listen, the guy's got a right to work.
He does have a right to work. And I think that it's just going to be proven out by how he comports himself going forward.
Listen, if anybody could tell him what to do on his stage, it's the owner of the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
I mean, if he said, but what do you want him to? You want him to address it every time he hits the stage?
No. But he.
You would think he would. I guess he really couldn't think about how to put a. Like, you know what? And then if he wrote jokes about it, then people are like, oh, he's
making
jokes.
Fun of it. Yeah.
You really can't win.
You can't win. Because
and, you know, I'm sorry is a really hard way to start a comedy set.
Hi. Know? Yeah. No, it's Louis.
Hi, Jenner. I'm Louis.
I'm sorry.
I believe some of you have seen my penis. Ladies, if you want to turn away while I do my set, I understand.
I call it doing my set. Yeah. You know.
Maybe you could have written some jokes.
Yeah, but then people would be like, look at that fucker. He's making fun of it. He thinks it's hilarious. There's no way to win.
And then I go, well, he's a comic, stupid.
Right.
He's not doing Shakespeare.
that's how he's going to work through stuff is by, you know,
you laughed at all his other pain and all the other things he did wrong.
Right. I mean, some of the things that happened in the show are just brutal. And
so, I
and, you
mean,
know.
Listen, I think the guy's got a right to make a living.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with him. I don't have a problem with being on stage. And like you said, people are going to vote with their feet. I think he's going to be fine because I don't think enough people care about other female comics seeing a guy jerk off. I don't think I don't really think seeing a guy jerk off is really looked at as that big of a deal. I understand why it is.
Yeah.
But I don't think – I think like if I think it's much different in people's minds, and it is. If you go, yeah, I held her down and raped her to she watched me jerk off. Just like it's much different in people's minds when a male teacher – has a physical relationship with a female student to when a female teacher has a physical relationship with a male student.
Right, which is totally unfair, but that's it's the perception.
Same, and I'm as guilty as that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if she's a looker. I mean, if she's ugly, like, I guess you're just doing it for props. I don't understand. But if she's high, I go, fuck.
It's like, why wasn't she there when I was in school? Every guy says that.
I got it in my set because I'm very original.
Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, listen, I've talked about I almost had something like that in college.
Thing
but
is.
It's different. I was in college.
Yeah, college is different. It's
17 or 18 at the time.
You're at a different developmental stage.
I was looking to develop.
Yeah. The thing is that I think that if you are with somebody that you are attracted to, that you trust, a penis can be a very nice thing coming out. But you're with somebody that you don't have that kind of relationship with and there's a power imbalance, as soon as the zipper goes down, that's an implied threat. Whatever happens after that is just degrees of that threatening feeling. That's what I'm saying.
That's why it's the scope of hurt.
Yes, it is. How many inches peek through?
This is going to hurt.
Because I'm rubbing against the zipper. No, but it's, you know, that's what I'm saying is that, you know, you don't pull out your penis just to say hello. It's like you don't take out a gun just to wave it around.
I think what a lot
if you pull it out, you intend to use it.
A lot of people were upset with the owner because he's like, well, he's like, you know, I'm just trying to be fair. And a lot of comics are like, well, this is an unfair business. That's why a lot of comics were upset. It's like, where's my fair? And I'm just like,
No. It's not all equal.
This is asses and seats.
Yes.
This is why Chris Farley's brother gets to run around as a fucking special event. Kevin Farley gets to run around as a special event in comedy clubs because he's Chris Farley's brother.
Well, yeah. It's like anybody who got any degree of fame. That's why reality show people who have no discernible skills or talents.
You get into the White House that way.
You sure can. Yeah, I mean, I don't really hate on the Jersey Shore people.
No, you hate on it. You watch it.
I have watched it. Yeah.
I have watched it. You fucking watch it. I watch it too.
I don't watch it religiously, but yeah, I have watched it.
You're not into religion, but and if there was one, you'd be at the altar of the situation.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
More of a Vinny type of gal, are you?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, of course you
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keto Guido.
Yeah, he's cute, you know. But I'm saying that, you know, they sort of grow on you. You see them all the time. You know, they're stupid.
Like
and yeah, they're stupid, and they behave in ways that I'm just like, who does that? But after a while, you're just like, they're pretty harmless. You know, basically, they're all okay kids. They behave badly, but...
It's like our president.
No.
That's how a lot of people look. People don't even report... Listen, it came out today, like, almost 3,000 people died in Puerto Rico. This motherfucker last week said he'd give himself an A+. And when he was,
I know!
And when he was in Puerto Rico, said, yeah, this wasn't a major catastrophe. Now it comes out... And he hasn't corrected it. Since then, so please, because and people don't expect him to say anything.
They don't expect him to do right.
Right, and that's what I'm saying with the you know, listen, comics are degenerates. Don't hold us up. They are. Don't hold us up to a higher standard.
True.
But, I mean, we don't hold up our officials, our politicians to a higher standard. You know, you've heard Joe say, "I voted for him for the economy." Joe gives him a free pass on anything.
On anything he does.
And I'm very proud of myself that I've gotten Joe to finally admit that.
Yeah.
Because that did not come easy.
No, it didn't. But, I mean, he said, "I don't care about that as long as I'm getting more money in my paycheck and the economy's doing well." Yeah, but at what cost?
Doesn't care.
He
doesn't care.
But I have to argue that.
And then you realize, okay, I'm dealing with somebody who doesn't have morality, which is interesting because on some things he does.
Yes.
But But with Trump, Trump's very special. Trump's like Trump. It's like a scam thing, man. I've seen it before because I see it with scam victims. They always make excuses for the
for why they were attached to that.
Like I was talking to somebody. I was talking to Walt last night. We were playing ball instead of doing this show. And Trump came up. He goes, that's my guy. He's like, well, you had your guy. I was like, no, I never had a guy. Yeah. They're not my boyfriend. They work for me.
Are you not wearing the ring anymore?
No. They, Obama's never my... I liked Obama.
Yeah.
But he worked for me.
Yeah.
He had a job to do. And if he did things I did not like, I made myself vocal in that way because he's not my boyfriend.
Right.
I don't have to defend him. Just
it's not my country... right or wrong. I mean, it is my country, right or wrong, but not my politicians, no matter what they do. No.
And speaking, this is a nice segue, of country first.
Yeah, let's get into this.
Senator McCain died over the weekend, and I'll just tell you my thoughts, and then you can comment.
Yeah.
For me, I always liked him personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was times... most of the times I didn't agree with his politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought most of the times when I really didn't like him is when he was listening to people like the Karl Roves of the world and he was trying to be too political. And he would even admit that. He would say, my biggest mistakes in politics were when he called himself, like in 2006, a coward with the Confederate flag in South Carolina. He's like, I was acting cowardly.
I know, and that was amazing.
Which I always liked about John McCain is, and we certainly don't see a lot of it now, is he held himself, because he had expectations of himself.
Yes.
And he admitted that he fell short. Like anybody who's honest will admit. So I always admired him for that. You know, listen, I understood why he picked Sarah Palin. I understood why he couldn't pick Lieberman.
Yeah.
Lieberman was a Jew and they thought it would cost them the South.
Right.
That's what it was. I got it.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to pick Lieberman. That was his buddy.
Yeah.
And he could, and it would have been very interesting. Maybe Obama doesn't win. Maybe Obama runs in 2012 against him again or something, but maybe he doesn't win that first time because McCain does reach across the aisle and brings Lieberman with him and everything.
Right.
I mean, those guys were thick as thieves.
Yeah.
So I always liked him. I always respected his service to our country. I remember in 2008 on Real Time, Bill Maher used to do it all the time, and a lot of comics did. They would joke about his age,
right?
And it was just never something I wanted to do.
No,
it was like, yeah,
I think that's lame.
He's old, but he's very sharp.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how he's going to be in 2 years. But I don't know how anybody's going to be in 2 years.
Right,
but
right.
He seems on the ball, and I just thought that was unfair. It's like, well, if you want to attack him on his policy decisions, on his votes, you know, originally he voted against Martin Luther King's birthday being a holiday in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to attack, and then he came around to it. So if you want to attack him on that, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I found that very irritating, but I appreciated that he did come around.
Right, so I mean, I was never one to attack this guy personally, though some did.
Yeah.
But here's some interesting stuff that I found after he died. And I'm sad he's gone. I always, like I said, I always liked John McCain, even though I really didn't agree with a lot of his votes.
Yeah, me too.
Arizona Republican Kelly Ward, she was running to get the nod. They did a primary yesterday.
Right.
And she was one of the Republicans trying to get the nod to be the Republican senator for the election in November. And she actually primaried John McCain in 2016. She lost yesterday. But anyway, Kelly Ward, one of her staffers, accused John McCain of announcing that he was about to die at a time that would harm their campaign. Have you heard this?
For the love of God, no.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. So they go, I wonder if John McCain's trying to steal attention from Ward. This is one of her staffers. I wonder if they're tweeting this back and forth.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if John McCain's trying to steal attention from Ward's bus tour by announcing his life is coming to an end, the staff wrote. Ward, a Trump-loving extremist who primary McCain... I told you that. Ward is now running for Jeff Flake's seat. Didn't get it. I think they wanted to have a particular narrative that was negative to me, Ward wrote in response to the conspiracy theory. After Resnick, that's a journalist, pointed out Ward's comments, she deleted and posted a statement accusing the fake news of pushing the narrative.
Oh, my God.
Kelly Ward, this is what she wrote. The media loves a narrative. I've said again and again to pray for Senator McCain and his family. These decisions are terrible to have to make. I feel compassion for him and his family as they go through this. It's not the McCains creating a narrative. It's the media making something out of nothing. The media, the left, and the establishment have the agenda. They've been attacking me over fake stories for a year on this issue. I ran against Mr. McCain. I don't agree with his voting record and rhetoric. I pray for him as a man and who is suffering. But she tweeted it.
But she was talking about it.
Tweeted it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like she tweeted back to the staff and go, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah. Look,
Stop it.
Not fake news. Fake fingers.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, like, what did you have a puppet tweeting that? It wasn't you.
I could never vote for somebody with that level of cruelty
and dark cynicism that you would think that somebody is announcing that they are near death. With brain cancer.
To me, that shows how self-absorbed they are.
Totally.
And that tells me they're never going to put me, the constituency, first. They're always going to put themselves first.
Yes.
And like I said, Kelly Ward lost.
So she, good.
So McSally will be the Republican candidate, and she's a former fighter pilot.
Okay.
And she'll be going up against a Democrat. So I'm glad Kelly Ward lives. Kelly Ward's a fucking cunt.
Really? Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, how can you even say something like that or agree with somebody if the staffer started it? How could you even, like, say, instead of taking them down immediately and saying, absolutely not, that's disgusting.
How about you don't say anything?
If you have something nice to say, you don't say anything. Squeeze out that drop of empathy you have left in your bladder and shut the fuck up.
So, you know, this what happened Saturday night?
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, so I'm on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of Trump supporters just being fucking nasty.
Ugh.
The guy's just, they've just announced.
He's not cold.
Exactly. They've just announced, just being nasty, calling him a traitor. A fucking traitor.
Trump supporters calling him a traitor.
The guy. You fucking went to Vietnam. And it reminds me of what the Republic Rove did to John Kerry. They remember when John Kerry was running against W.
Mm-hmm.
They made W look like the hero and Kerry the coward. And Kerry's the one who went to Vietnam.
I know.
I'm just like, are you insane? And apparently a lot of the left, a lot on the far left were upset about congressional hopeful Sandra Ocasio-Cortez because she praised McCain. In a tweet, and they called her a phony and McCain a racist and a warmonger.
Listen, yes, he did, and he admittedly was one of the proponents of the war.
Listen, John McCain never saw a war he didn't like.
Yeah.
But that's fine. That's where you go, I disagree with that.
I disagree with that, but that doesn't take away from the man's service to his country, his service in the Congress, as well as a war hero, and also his personal integrity. I didn't agree with a lot of things that the man thought, his policies, but it's like, God damn, you can't for just a moment step back and say, you know what, thank you for your service to our country.
You know, for me, it's like, if you don't have something nice to say, just don't say anything.
And good night.
Yeah. The president, of course, nixed the White House statement that was prepared for him.
Mm-hmm.
And praised him. Instead, he went with a tweet that sent sympathy to his family and an Instagram, not with a picture of McCain, but a picture of himself.
He just flabbergasted me.
The flag was lowered at half staff at the White House for one day. It was on half staff every place else.
Yeah.
And then the media is like asking him, what do you think about John McCain? But and he's sitting there like he does with his arms folded, his little puss.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't get ice cream.
I don't want to talk about it.
You know, like he does like this is people call this guy a tough guy. I'm like, no, he's the biggest pussy out there.
Biggest.
He's the biggest pussy out there.
You know, you're being denigrating to pussies.
I'm a fan of pussies.
I know you should be, but he's the tiniest little pussy.
So finally they lowered it. They finally lowered it. So somebody tried to get me. So somebody's like, yeah, all which I don't understand. Also, like all these liberals, you know, who talked all this nasty stuff about John McCain are now praising. First of all, it's like, you know, maybe we could just come together and praise somebody that most people think is a hero.
Yes.
Why do we have to be divided in everything? So somebody, a comic, tried to get me in a gotcha. So he goes through my thing.
Yeah.
Did you see the post on my Facebook?
No, I didn't.
He goes, well, he shows a post from 2014.
Oh, wow.
A post of mine from 2014. Because I said I never denigrated the man personally.
Right.
Never denigrated him personally. And I stand by it. I think McCain and Lindsey Graham are going to be the bells of the congressional ball. Because that was when they were appearing everywhere on every show. The two of them were always side by side together.
And that's the best he could find.
That's what he found. I'm like, what, we can't do jokes now?
Loser! Really? Do you know what I do? And that's
a comic. And a politically incorrect comic, and hates when people are politically correct. It's like you tried like a
pathetic.
Gotcha. It's like you tried a gotcha. It's not a gotcha.
No, it's not
it's
at
not,
all.
It's not like you caught me saying McCain is a terrible human being, a coward, a racist. This, that, the other. It was a fucking joke.
It was
about
a
how
joke.
Him and Lindsey Graham were always together like a gay couple.
Yeah. So
and it was always rumor. And it was always Lindsey was kind of the gay one because of his voice.
You're right.
That's what it was.
But it's like what. What did he think that? Oh, I no,
yeah,
no.
Like, I'm like, no, dude, you didn't get me.
You didn't get me at all.
I did notice a lot more of my left leaning friends praising McCain and death.
Yeah,
than I did my right leaning friends.
Wow,
which I thought was interesting.
Well, they were mad at him because he wasn't going to toe the party line. Absolutely.
But he never did.
No, I know. But that's why they're. Oh, he was a traitor. Yeah, because he didn't swallow the Kool-Aid. That's not what he was about. He when he saw something was wrong, he said that. When he said
what he thought, and you don't have to agree with what he thought.
When he saw himself do wrong, he said that.
I feel like with John McCain, I could usually tell when he really believed something or when he was like going along with something because it would help him politically. Whereas most politicians, you really can't. Most politicians, you could tell.
They're always lying.
No, I don't want to say that. That's very cynical. But they're a lot more calculating.
Yes.
Like, I didn't really feel like Obama was that calculating. He was a very good politician.
He was.
But I didn't feel
that either.
No, and I felt like I kind of knew what things like W cared about.
Yeah.
Versus like I never understood. I really contend that we went to war because of his father.
Oh, I absolutely believe that.
Right. And I he would probably, if you asked him in a moment, if you could go back in time, he would probably not go to war.
Right.
I do think he felt bad about the handling of Katrina. Like, I do think when he said, you know, great job, Brownie, he thought they had done a great job.
Yeah.
And I thought it was unfair when Kanye said that W hates black people. I'm like, you know what? He did a bad job. We can certainly criticize him on the job he's done, but I don't think it was because he hates black people. It's just because they're not very good.
No, I think there's a distinction there. He didn't say he hates black people. He said he doesn't care about black people.
Okay. I felt that was unfair too.
In the moment, I was shocked. I don't know.
Kanye took that back later on.
He did, and I don't think that was really fair. Did you see Mike Myers' face when he said it?
Of course.
Right, Mike Myers was like, "Ah, deer in headlights."
Like most of these people, I can find something good in.
Yes.
Most of these politics. With John McCain, I thought it would be pretty easy for everybody to put down their swords.
Yeah. You didn't have to agree with everything that the guy said. But
listen, even in one of the moments where he's lauded when he was campaigning against Obama, and the woman goes, well, he's an Arab. And McCain goes, no, ma'am, he's not an Arab. He's a citizen. He's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
the real response would have been like, ma'am, even if he was an Arab, it doesn't matter.
Right.
He didn't do that. But he was spur of the moment. He did the best he could. So I don't think – I commend him for trying to correct the record. I think it's wrong for some people to really kill him for
– Yeah.
I saw some on the left doing that too. It's like, you know what? He did more than most would
in
that situation.
Right. And who amongst us has a picture-perfect, statement on the spur of the moment – every time.
I just do find it very interesting that people, and I've said it on this show, time and time again, people who are very critical of people who, whether it be athletes,
mm-hmm.
or in this case, John McCain, call them cowards, traitors, not patriotic. I always ask, well, what have you done?
Right.
And these are the people that have done the least. they never go, well, I did this or I did that, because they haven't done shit.
Right.
They're just keyboard warriors.
They just turn around and say, what about her emails?
Yeah. Well, John McCain was a real fucking warrior. He was a real American hero. Whether you liked his politics or not, it was a life of service to the nation. He did what he thought was right. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of people that do that.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but when he was a captive, he was given the opportunity to leave his captivity.
Yeah, we all know this.
Yeah.
You can tell the story, but we all know this.
Yeah, I mean, he was given the opportunity to leave captivity because of his rank. But
no, not because of his rank, because of who his father was.
That's right.
A four-star admiral.
That's right. But the protocol was people who had been held longer should go out first.
And he wouldn't go.
Right. And it's like, you're being tortured daily. What kind of intestinal fortitude, what kind of strength of character do you have to say, no, I will stay here and be tortured and let the next person in line go? Who does that?
Well, and then we have the commander in chief.
Yeah.
I don't like guys who were captured. It's like, well, I'd be like, well, I don't like guys who dodged the draft, so how do you like them apples? But McCain didn't do that. McCain took the higher road.
I mean, I can't necessarily knock everybody who dodged the draft. If I were a man and I was draftable, I would have found a way to Canada. You know, to fight in a war that you don't believe in. I do think that there are...
You think Trump didn't believe in the war?
No, he was a pussy.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
He had money. His daddy bought him out.
And he bought him out of it.
And you know what? If you're gonna dodge a draft and that's who you are, so be it. But don't play tough guy. Don't play tough guy.
And don't you shit on people who did fight.
Right.
Exactly. Don't you dare.
Exactly.
And making fun of the Gold Star families, like putting them down and saying shitty things about veterans. He is the worst. Why don't all the veterans see this?
A lot do. But
yeah, not enough.
But so I think to myself, well, what will I say when Trump passes away?
Right.
And I think I just won't say anything.
Mm. You mean publicly?
Well, to you. I'll say publicly. But yeah, like I won't make a proclamation on Facebook.
Right.
I won't eulogize him, wax poetic like maybe we are right now about Senator McCain,
mm-hmm,
on this show. Because I don't. Like I tell people all the time, I go, I can find a good quality in every president of my lifetime. Don't have to agree with them.
Right.
Even W, who I detested,
yes,
when he was president.
Yes.
I still could recognize things at the time that he did that I thought he did very well at.
Could you give me one example?
I thought he was excellent post 9/11.
Yes.
He was excellent post 9/11.
I have to admit that, yes.
And he was very good to the Muslim community. He went to a mosque right away.
Right.
And he said, you know, these are not our enemies. These
right.
are Americans. I thought he was excellent.
Yeah, that was actually really good.
No, it went downhill for him after he invaded Iraq.
Yes.
That's where the whole thing went off the rails for him.
Yeah.
But before that, yeah, I mean, so that's what I'm saying. I can find good. I can find good in Ronald Reagan, who, you know, I was very young at the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, looking back, a lot of his stuff has not aged well. But I could look
right.
back and go, you know what? He did a damn fucking good job during the Cold War with Gorbachev.
Yeah, he did.
So I can look back and go, all right, that's, you know, Bill Clinton, you know what? He did a lot of good things, too. Now I want nothing to do with it.
Right.
Now knowing what I know now, I don't know why any Democrat would bring him out.
Oh, no.
But you know what? He had a booming economy.
Yeah.
The don't ask, don't tell thing, it did not age well.
No.
But at the time.
It was progress.
W's father,
mm-hmm,
you know, I really felt like he got a raw deal for a lot of things that weren't his fault.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
he knew his voodoo economics. He knew it. And he got caught holding the bag for the collapse. And, you know, read my lips on a new tactic. He had no fucking choice. But you know what?
Yeah.
The good thing he did, and I'm going through the Republican ones because most people think I would say good things about the left one.
Right.
He did a great job of getting that coalition together for when we stuck up for Kuwait in Desert Storm.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
That was an overwhelming coalition show of force.
Right.
That he did. He was the leader on that.
And well done.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, even though you might go, well, you don't like any Republican. No, I can find something good in pretty much everybody. Every president.
Hardly anyone is 100% good or evil. I mean, there's like no
right.
one.
Which
no
brings,
one is.
Which brings me to the guy we got now.
Ugh.
I can't find something good. Like I could celebrate like when he got the hostages home from North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
He gets credit for it. But it's not like he took a stand or he was courageous or did something that was very, like, in my mind. I know some people feel differently. Right. But in my mind, I look at this guy and go, he's not doing something tough. He's not doing, like it's an accomplishment, but he's not doing something you could really hang your hat on and go, this guy in this moment rose to the occasion. This guy was a leader, did a hard thing. I can't see that with this guy.
I have a hard time believing that because, number one, his diplomacy stinks. So I don't think it was like, oh, he was... great, he's great finesse in a very difficult diplomatic part. Right, the result.
I think the result is good. I think...
I have no idea how he accomplished
it. Well, I think Pompeo did it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one who put Pompeo in the job.
Okay.
So you get credit for that.
Yeah, you do.
You get credit. You know, I hire the best people eventually, sometimes.
Oh, you're
going to
make me spit up this drink.
I understand. But Pompeo, So, listen, Pompeo was his hire, his administration. I think Pompeo did most of the negotiating for that.
Yeah.
Did a good job. Get credit for it. But that doesn't make me think you're a good guy or you did something good for the country. And again, I know 40 some odd percent of the country like him. I'm just saying from my point of view, I haven't seen him do anything yet. I mean, people want to talk about the economy. The economy is already recovering. It's actually recovering slower than it was before. You know, there's actually less jobs being added now. But that's fine. I'm glad the economy's doing well.
Yeah, I am too.
You know what? And if he does get a great deal, if he improves on what NAFTA was, and, you know, it's better for our workers and better for artists, major fucking accomplishment. Major. And then, you know, years later, I can look forward and go, well, he did that well.
He did that.
He held them to the fire. It was tough and the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it turned out as a benefit for our country.
Right.
But right now, I would have a hard time saying something positive, so I would choose to say negative. I would choose not to say anything at all instead of being negative. I don't really need to shit on the dead. And Joe, I was hoping Joe would call in, but he can't. Joe thought that Trump handled it, I think his word was like an asshole. I think that's what Joe says, listen, you know I stick up for his policy and what he did, but how he handled that was an asshole. And Joe and I agreed, listen, just fuck it. Just go out with the statement they have, you know, we send our condolences and respect and appreciate the service that Senator McCain has given to our country. That's it.
That's all you had to do.
You don't got to wax poetic. We
know.
Listen, other politicians have had to grit their teeth. Other presidents have had to grit their teeth.
And suck it up and say things that they didn't
Johnson
feel.
Johnson did it about Robert Kennedy. Robert F. Kennedy did not like him.
No.
Said something. It's what you fucking do. It's the gig.
Just say something respectful. It's the gig. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You have to do some play acting. You're a politician. I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman.
He's a good politician, and he's a con man.
He's not a con man.
He's not a businessman. People got to get that out of their head.
No.
He's not a businessman.
No, I know that. I know he's not.
The best thing he's ever done is selling his brand. Genius at that.
Yes.
Genius at that. He's a great salesman.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a great businessman. Most of the ventures he's done go out of business. Where he's been successful has been selling the Trump name and building golf courses.
Right.
And kudos to that. You know, I'm not gonna, but don't tell me that he's this genius businessman.
No, he was successful at certain things, but it's like, don't tell me that. I know he's a snake oil salesman, and I don't respect his. I don't think he has any personal integrity.
No, he does, but we don't like him. But that's why
Think he does have some personal integrity?
No. I'm saying, others say otherwise. But you and I don't like him.
No,
but that's why I'm saying, like, when he dies, whenever that is, I don't see myself commenting at all.
I don't see myself saying anything publicly at all. But I'm in amongst my friends. I'll have conversations.
Yeah,
you know. Right.
But I wouldn't go. I wouldn't shit on him. I don't think I would shit on him. Maybe I'm a coward because I wouldn't do it publicly. But like the way people have shat on Senator McCain.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it from the right.
Not a lot. I didn't want to look at that. You know, I didn't want to see people because I knew that there was going to be some ugliness, but the degree to which I don't want to say. Also, I wasn't really feeling that great, so I wasn't spending a lot of time on Facebook or whatever. But the thing that really bothers me is that I'm not necessarily, and this is going to put me in a bad light, I'm sure, but I'm not necessarily.
No worse than usual.
I'm not necessarily one of the mind that you are not allowed to speak ill of the dead. I don't think that you have to sugarcoat it if somebody was a horrible person.
I don't think there's hard, fast rules.
Some people do. Some people think that you should not speak ill of the dead. And just because they dead doesn't mean they get a... Well, they don't get a pass from me if they were evil.
I just choose not to. That's just personal.
That's different.
Right.
Yeah. You can think what you want, and, you know, some people do not deserve respect just because they've passed. But, I mean, there are most people. I mean, I'm not going to say, well, you know, that Hitler guy, he really was a nice artist.
People will say he was a great military leader.
Oh, for God's sake. You know what? That's damning with faint praise when you talk about the rest of what they did.
I understand, but that's what people would...
You know what? You can find a speck of gold in a whore's mouth, too. You know,
I'd like to find my cock. I hate for it to be referred to as a speck, though. I prefer scope of hurt.
The scope of hurt.
I'd like to find the scope of hurt in a whore's mouth.
Yeah. Say ah. I'm just saying that, yeah, you can find a tiny nugget because nobody's 100% good or evil.
Nah, some people are.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, no, true. Yeah, no, true. But
You know what? Priests who rape children, all fucking evil.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how many how many times you've heard people confess and you gave them their Hail Marys. You're still an asshole for life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
My friend's ex who raped his own son, yeah, fucking evil.
Yeah.
Evil. I don't care what other things happened to him in his life or what other good things he may have done. That erased all the rest of his karma.
Right.
That done.
So anyway, you can't speak ill. You can speak ill of the dead.
Yeah, you know, like I'm amused by those either obituaries that people write in the paper or the gravestones that people engrave about somebody who was just absolutely a horrible human being in life. Why should we sugarcoat it? Oh, dearly departed, beloved husband of... No, fuck you. What a dirtbag.
I believe we did that years ago when we wrote each other's obituaries.
Yes. I think we ground each other to dust.
Yeah. It's pretty brutal.
I know. I was licking my wounds on the way home. Just because I like to.
Yeah. Listen, you're very flexible, so.
I know. It's hard to drive like that, though.
Pull over.
Oh, damn. Wait, let me get my
you drinking again? Helix? No, I was licking.
No. Like, let me get my foot from around my neck before we talk. Wow. Yeah. You never know. But no. I'm glad that you... Not that I expected any different, really, but I'm glad that you're sort of on the same page with the whole McCain thing. I was just flabbergasted by it.
By
the bad behavior by the president. You know...
But I'm not.
Well, you know what?
He's an asshole.
I know, but the people don't... That give him a pass. That
they don't care.
I know, but that drives
me
crazy.
They don't care. And they don't understand. And this is where Joe and I disagree. Listen, we're seeing the deterioration of fucking polite society.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
No.
You're not going to like Jungle Rules America.
No. Have you seen the ads for that show, The Purge?
Oh,
that movie?
I've seen the movies.
Oh, my God. I'm watching
Did The Purge start yet?
I don't know. I'm not watching it.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. It's good movies. I haven't seen the last one. They're fun.
No, I can't. See, now, zombie stuff, it's all good fun and games. Because I don't believe zombies are ever going to happen. But The Purge is something that I could foresee happening.
I can see it happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'm fucking studying up.
You're getting some moves.
I'm game planning, baby.
I'm going to learn some like martial arts
or
something.
You want your fantasy bullshit, but when The Purge comes, I'll be ready to go.
Are you kidding? I'm sharpening my knives.
Sure.
I'm getting ready. I'm learning how to make some like MacGyver traps in my house. Shit.
Well, I'm glad that we both respect... Senator McCain.
Yeah, I don't see the reason to,
And, yeah, the president, he's just a fucking asshole.
Oh, my God.
And I guess if that's what you like in the leader of the free world... So
an asshole?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Some people do. It doesn't do anything for me. To me, it doesn't show toughness, it shows weakness.
It totally does. Well, the fact that he's such a renowned baby, he's a toddler emotionally.
Well, that's what, but they don't look at it like that. They go, oh, he's tough. He's not tough. He's a whiner.
He's not!
He's a whiner. That's why I laugh when they call these kids are fucking snowflakes. Have you seen the man who you call a hero and brave? Have you seen that guy? Whines about everything. Shut the fuck up and do your job. That's why he was whining about Google, because he Googled himself. Nobody likes what they see when they Google themselves.
Don't do it.
That's why you don't Google yourself.
No. He did whine about that.
Yes.
Asshole.
No, he thinks Google's manipulating the algorithms when he Googles. This is true.
Of course he does.
Because when he Googled himself, all he saw was the bad news story. No, stop having shitty news stories.
Really?
And most of the stuff is because of stuff he says in tweets.
I know.
Like this whole the whole motor thing, nobody'd be fucking talking about it. If he not going to talk about it. If he had Sarah Huckabee Sandal, not going to talk about it. Can't interfere with an ongoing investigation. We know we didn't do anything wrong. Not going to talk about it. This
right.
One got indicted. All right. Not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what? It is what it is. The courts will work it out. Doesn't affect me. I didn't do anything wrong. Whatever happened, I had no idea about. Not going to talk. Are you going to sit with Mueller? You know what? If my legal team can come to an understanding, I'll be happy to sit with him. Until then, there's nothing to talk about. That's how you handle this
yes.
shit. You give them nothing.
Nothing.
You give them nothing, and then they get frustrated, and there's no story. But
right.
The reality is, you like to see yourself. You like to play the victim, because you're a pussy.
Yep.
Because that's look at me. Look at the world. I've never seen a fucking old white male billionaire be so victimized.
Oh, my God.
He's an old white man who was born rich and is even richer now, and you think this guy's, are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's like you're not paying attention.
Somebody wasn't polishing the gold in my apartment hard enough.
Seriously, that's what's like. I can't take people seriously, and I didn't want to make this a whole bashing Trump thing, but Joe's not here, so might as well. But that's why you're not tough.
Yeah.
Remember growing up, tough was John Wayne.
Yeah.
You didn't fucking say a word. You held it in, and you did what you had to do. The buck stops here. That wasn't John Wayne, but the buck stops here. Listen, I'll handle this shit.
Right.
Not, it's this one's fault, it's that one's fault, what about this one, what about that? Whatever. Shit's going up, shit's blowing up around me.
Yeah.
That was John McCain.
Yeah, yeah.
John McCain. Well, that's what I say. He was a fucking American hero. That's what we used to call heroes.
Yeah.
That guy was a fucking tough guy. You're calling him a traitor? Fuck you. You don't like guys who were captured? Fuck you. He was in the game. He did it. That's why it's like I would never compare myself to John McCain. I mean, I like to think of myself in brave or cowardly in certain ways in my own life. But John McCain is on a whole different level, and it would be so ridiculous for me to compare myself to somebody who did that type
right.
of bravery.
Right.
Are you fucking nuts? But that's where these people get off, and people lap it up.
Yeah.
They spoon, no, this guy's tough. He's not, Trump is not tough.
He's not tough. No, he's ridiculous.
That's why I would love to debate Trump. I would love to run against Trump.
Oh, you can eviscerate him.
Because I see what he is. He's a coward, and I'm funnier than he is. And I would just sit there and mock his stupid little pouty face.
Oh, yeah. Just purse your lips the whole time. But the other thing
people are saying, I would go, are they?
Are they? Really?
Mexico's going to build a wheel. Really? When? Are they? Did they? That would just be being a dick. And that would just be the moderators losing their shit on me.
Okay, allow me to say the whole full sentence. Would you?
But that's what sucked about Al Franken. You know, being the sexual harassing deviant.
God
thing.
Damn it.
Because if Franken right now, he wouldn't win because he's Jewish and we're not there yet. But it would have been interesting to see them go mano a mano.
Right.
You need a comic.
But he was great at parsing things and making things logical and pointing out the absurdity in a situation.
Yes.
You know, and I found it really unfortunate that he behaved in a way that got him into the hole. I've got to leave.
I got him into the hole. Didn't
God, no, tried. But I mean, I
actually he didn't.
No, he didn't try. But I mean, I have a lot of thoughts about that whole
right.
situation.
Well, anyway, so yeah, but, all right. So I don't think much of our current president.
Nope.
I spoke ill of him now, but he's alive.
Right.
I will not speak ill of him when he's dead.
Okay.
I have my own thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reality is this guy knows he's not going to be held in the same reverence that John McCain was. And I think that eats at him.
I think that really bothers him.
He, deep down he knows.
Yeah.
He will never be a fraction of the man. And listen, it's not a bad thing. Most of us will never be a fraction of the man that John McCain is.
Right.
We just know it, and we don't fuck, and we don't attack the guy because we respect him for what he is and go, huh, I could do better. That's what when we look at somebody, most of us, a lot of us look at John McCain and go, there's more I could do.
Yeah, that is inspiring.
Yes.
Not, but see, little people think.
I love midgets. You can toss them and play.
No, God damn it. Don't call them midgets. They hate that.
I don't know. They're not really people, so I don't talk to them.
Oh my God. I have to back up because the flames
beep!
Hit me. Well, yeah, yes, when I back up, I do make that noise.
Yes,
that's not, but I can't tell you where that noise comes out of.
Fissure E3. That's what that one means.
Is that what it is? It's name. It's scientific name.
Yeah, that's where the doctors know when you go and go, listen, E3 is flaring up. Can you help with it? They have it all mapped out. They open up the chart. They're ready to go. Saves a lot of time. A lot of poking the wrong fissure around. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, they have a little teeny version of a Land Rover to go, they could robotically drive in there to take care of things.
After the Land Rovers come back from Mars, they work on your ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's what it is.
Like a land mover, you know. You know, they pick up moon rocks or whatever, same thing.
Unless you've got moon rocks in your ass.
That's my pet name for them.
I don't know what you and Mr. Helix are doing.
You don't even want to know.
Most people use beads, but if you want to use moon rocks... Far out, baby.
You do not want these pictures in your head. Just trust me.
No, I don't.
No. But, oh, God damn it. What
little
was
people.
I saying? Oh, okay. People who are very small inside themselves feel that...
A speck of gold in a whore's mouth, if you will.
Yes, maybe. Feel that they enhance themselves by diminishing someone else.
Right.
And that does nothing for you. As a matter of fact, it makes you look worse.
It used to be that way. Now, apparently, it works for some people.
Yeah.
Doesn't work for me.
No. No. I you know, it's like, yeah, I'm snarky. You know, anybody, I know you'll bash me over the head for saying this, but anybody who works in comedy at all, even on the lowest level, they're going to make jokes at other people's expenses on occasion. You know, I mean, I try not to be cruel, but it's like, yeah, I can make snarky comments.
When did you try not to be cruel?
It was a Thursday. It was raining.
Try not to be cruel to me because you know it won't work.
I'm not cruel to you.
Because you know it won't work. Because you know I will come back twice as hard.
I don't want to be cruel to you.
No, exactly, but it would not work. You could be cruel to Joe. He's not as quick on his feet.
I'm not even trying to be cruel to
Joe. No, but you are sometimes, and I love it.
Every once in a while, something will come out, and you're like, oh! And I'm like, oh, well, I didn't mean it that way.
I know, but he's not expecting it from you, and I must cause strife.
He gets me every once in a while, and I'm like, oh, my God! Shots fired!
Yeah, but that's why when it comes from you attacking him, that's why it's the best.
That's why you're
I like to watch my kids fight.
Rubbing your hands together. Oh, going, goody,
absolutely.
Goody, goody!
Oh, absolutely!
I see you.
Poking the bears! Let's go!
I see you eating the popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Well, once it gets going.
Yeah. Sometimes you know, it's Jiffy takes Pop. It takes a while.
Flames. Yeah, but. Yeah.
It's Jiffy Pop. It's slow, yeah. You know?
Yeah, I blame Joe for that. He's not as quick to engage with you as I would like.
Well, because he looks at me like, what? You know?
Yeah. I'm like, see, she's a bitch, too. Yeah. Look, hear what she said to you?
But sometimes, there have been times I've been accused of being mean to Joe, and it's like, no, you guys took it in a completely different
Doesn't
way than
matter.
I meant it. But it, but you ran with it.
Don't give a shit what you meant. I heard.
Yeah, but you know what? Doesn't intent count for something?
Not here.
Oh, obviously.
Okay, so.
I know where I am. Exactly, I know what I'm dealing with.
Exactly. So you have no one to blame by yourself.
One time, Mr. Helix and I were having a disagreement. It wasn't like anything really ugly, but he misheard what I said, and he thought I said something much worse than what I said. And he said, "You're not on the show now."
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that funny? Because he thought that I was being vicious. Because, you know, we're like,
oh, I'm a radio host too, but I don't do that type of show. Be nice, wifey. Be nice.
I know. I was just like,
my tender parts.
It's like every Tuesday I spend hours in a bag with two badgers. Occasionally it's going to come out.
Look
someplace.
At you passing the blame. That's that very American hero like. Blaming us for your deficiencies.
I'm the badger number three.
All right, but fine. You're like, no, you're a bitch and a nudge because you want to be. We're not bringing anything out of you that you don't have.
Oh, no.
This is your unsafe place.
This is my. It It is.
Exactly.
It is. But
sometimes you come home with your body armor and your spikes on, and somebody's going to get nicked. It's just the way it is.
No, actually, I go home, and it's like, I'm tired, so we just like... I'm worn out. Oh, God.
These assholes. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, like, if anybody was going to get it, it was going to be the other drivers on the New York Thruway.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, I know. But actually, I'm not a rage driver anymore. I was at one point. I just, like, say things to myself in the morning when people do stupid things and make me late for work.
So you hurt Mr. Helix's feelings?
I did, but I didn't say anything close to what he thought he heard. He was across the room, and he thought I said something really bad, and I was like... That's not what I said.
What do you think he said?
Oh, he thought I told him to go F himself. But
you don't even say that here.
I know.
What show is he listening to?
I don't know. But he was like, you know, well, he thought I was just being vicious, like, you know, we do with each other. But I was like, no,
yeah,
I didn't even say anything close
say that
to that.
Here. No, because I'd go, really? That's what you got?
No, I don't.
I would expect something a little bit more personal and hurtful.
No, the only thing that, the only time that I say that is like to a stranger who's being like obnoxious in. And you know how, like, I have interesting moments when I'm out in public and I'm in some club or something and people, you know, go crazy. There was this little woman, and it sounds like I'm attacking short people tonight, but I am one of you. There was a little woman who was standing behind me at a show, and she took issue that my purse that I had, like, wedged under my armpit in this very, very crowded punk club, that it was... invading into her space a little bit, and this guy climbed over all of us to get in front of us to take pictures, and I couldn't help but push back towards her, and she started like freaking out and saying all kinds of horrible, ugly things to me. She was telling me, she said to me, out of nowhere, she goes, well, at least I can get laid. And I'm like, what?
She doesn't know your track record in these dive clubs.
I was like, where does this even come?
That's like high school shit.
Yeah, I was like, what does that have to do with what we're doing here?
Because everybody can get laid now. It's just the right concoction of drugs.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got a little fentanyl in their bag, don't they?
I don't have a bag.
Oh, that's unfortunate, because I think
why
you
I
do.
Hang out with chicks, so they do.
Yeah.
This one, she's hot. Put it in hers.
I'll hold it for you.
Thank you. That's why you got to hang out with women.
Yeah, I end up holding everything.
Women
in
are
the
best accomplices to date rape, is what I always say.
I would not help anyone date rape anyone.
No. Well, we would just say she's sleepy.
So
you have a clear conscience.
Yeah.
I would never want to put you in that compromising position.
Thank you. I should appreciate
I'm a good
that.
Friend.
Yes. Thanks, Louie.
The scope of hurt.
I'm not helping you with the scope of hurt.
From now on, my cock shall be referred to as the scope.
Scope of hurt.
That's really. I like.
I wonder what the missus is going to think about that.
That's what I want on boxer shorts.
The scope of hurt, right? Yes. On the front.
Yes.
What, like a telescope picture?
Well, I mean, I'm supplying the telescope.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
But yeah, I definitely want that. I'm all in. All right. Well, if they allow, because rape is wrong.
Why'd you say that like that was untrue? Like, well, you know, those bitches and their problem with rape.
Pip Helix, how could you?
No, that's what you looked like.
You're inferring.
No. You remember, well, you're too young to remember it actually happening. But
by the way, I like it when I'm too young for any of this shit.
I know that. Well, I'm coddling you now. You're too young for this, but there was a newsman in New York, Tex Antoine. And there was...
Sounds like a gay porn star.
I know. Well, you know what? Think about that. What was that show about the guy who was the news reporter in, like, the 70s? It's so horrible to have a brain that only puts together certain parts of the story. The Swiss cheese is starting to gain on me. Will Ferrell. Is that his name? Wolf.
He's an actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was in that movie, and they're all playing TV reporters.
Yeah, yeah.
But that sort of style and that kind of dress and everything—that's exactly what this looked like, Tex Antoine. And he had this little beard. He was older, and he's the weatherman, and someone had made—they had done a news story about a woman who had been raped. And they cut to the weather, and he says, oh, why don't you just lie back and enjoy it? End of his career. end of his career.
Sound advice.
Like, can you believe that? What an asshole.
It's horrible when our inside voices speak outside.
I know. It's like,
wow. Well, you know, that's a long time ago. I'm glad it ended his career.
Yeah, it did. It was like everybody just New York collectively gasped and went, no, he did.
What did the Anchorman, that was the show.
Yeah.
That was the movie.
Yeah, thank you, Anchorman.
What did the anchor say when he said that?
I think that they were like, I don't even remember what happened. But
comedy's not easy, kids.
It was Bill Butel and Roger Grimsby. Oh, my God, I'm really aging myself. And
why don't you just lie back and enjoy it?
I think as parents are covering the kids' ears and eyes, there's I think Uncle Tex had a couple pops in the green room.
Uncle Tex is stroking out.
Right. Yeah, done.
All right. On the break, we got new music from Hannah Jo with Closer and Rochelle Rianne with House of Cards, and you can learn more about them at Deuce Music.